First, there was Tuesday. Then, there was Taco Tuesday. Now at Wendy's, there's Takis Tuesday. Get a new Takis Fuego meal, aka Takis Fuego chicken sandwich, Fuego fries inspired by Takis, a bag of Takis Fuego chips, a small drink, and also a small Frosty classic. Yes, you can get that any day, but on Takis Tuesday, the Frosty is free. Make every Tuesday a Takis Tuesday. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.
Warning. The following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated. Forlorn even. Like your efforts are futile. And you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
The line between killer and hero is thinner than you think. You're listening to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreeke.
Let's start taking a look at some of the testimony of Robert Tellis here on the stand. And this is him, you know, saying hi to the jury and establishing that nice rapport that he's trying to go for. Let's take a look.
So please tell us. Begin with your story, sir.
Thank you, sir. So, first of all, and excuse me, I'm obviously a little nervous. This is It's a day I've been waiting for nearly 2 years. You know, this thing's been kind of a nightmare, frankly. Again, I want to thank you for being here. And right now, I want to say unequivocally, I'm innocent. I didn't kill Mr. Gurman. And I've got a lot to share with you all. There's been a lot of testimony. And my concern is making sure that you hear what I think about all these things and you know, what would, you know, the concerns that I have with some of these things that have been brought up. So during my testimony, I'm going to be sharing opinions. I know that, you know, folks like Zach Schilling and Mr. Mogg shared their opinions with you. And these opinions were, you know, I guess you could say argumentative in a sense, right? Basically, Zach Schilling said, well, you know, I'm an expert on shoes, and you know, I think that those shoes that the killer was wearing are the same ones that I've seen Mr. Tatis wearing all the time, right? So he's arguing that he's an expert and you should believe him. And I think the same goes for Mr. Mogg, right? So I think that when I share an opinion with you, someone might say it's argumentative. And when I say something, I guess I specifically mean the state. But I think that when I share an opinion with you, that's my right. And it's your right to decide whether or not you agree with my opinion or not, whether you want to adopt my opinion or not. So I'm just hoping that, you know, I'm not stopped from sharing with you what I have to say.
My concern, no one does know, actually.
But my opinion. You need to hear my opinion. Me.
Yep, and my concern is that you hear my narrative.
Moron. I'm going to tell you what, you're a moron. I'm going to tell you what I think.
Exactly. Exactly. And expert opinions, they're right in line with my opinion. They're on the same scale. Even though they're experts, my opinion should be weighed just as heavily. Thoughts on that?
I don't know why the judge allowed it.
Yeah. Other than I think they're like, let's give him more rope. He's going to hang himself no matter what.
I'd love to be behind the scenes of some of these cases where it looks like they're saying that, hey, let this guy hang himself. We think he's guilty, so let him prove it. He is doing everything completely wrong for himself in this. And he's another great example in life of, I've mentioned it numerous times, in life, if you want to be really prosperous and successful, aside from the fact this guy's, you know, being accused of killing someone. So, and I got to make sure I apologize for any flippancy I had, because, you know, that's really at the root of this, is sure. Someone lost their life tragically. And there's a lot of victims in this in every case we cover. But here's someone that is so focused on self that it's just unbelievable what defense is allowing him to do. But again, if they think he's guilty, maybe they do. Because I've never been a defense attorney, but maybe they're saying, "Hey, go hang yourself because you're a moron."
Yeah, I mean the defense itself really, his defense attorney really didn't have very strong arguments of much of anything when they were up there just the other day. And they weren't going to go down the road, it seems, of what, you know, what Tellis wants to testify to, because it doesn't make any sense. And his narrative of what happened or didn't happen, again, none of it really adds up. And nor does he, in his testimony, address any of the glaring issues. He just kind of skirts around everything that really has nothing to do with the case itself. We're going to hear about his love of super glue and gluing his fingers back together, about how he has three cars, because somehow that is relevant in this.
I know.
It's nuts.
You know, when someone, again, when you're battling for your life, you want to be compelling. Mm-hmm. He's not compelling. He's boring. And he's self-centered and boring. And again, it's amazing that he thinks in his own mind, again, to your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. If I was sitting on that jury, and I'm giving them credit for being a lot smarter than me, which they probably are, I was done with him in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
He bored the living tears out of him. And he's not compelling. He's not acknowledging anyone but himself in this entire process. And that's not compelling. That's not likable. That's not owning it. You know, he's trying to present himself as being infallible,
mm-hmm.
and you're accused of murder.
Well, I mean, he also talks about his healing process in this, where for some reason the super glue made the healing take, like, somehow he magically heals faster than other people. I mean, it's just, it's the epitome of narcissism. And I think he just believes it all, quite honestly. I think he believes he didn't even kill the guy. I think in his mind, it wasn't him. I think he somehow convinced himself that. And because he says it, others should just believe it. That seems to be how he's operated for most of his adult life.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in. And then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today, Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and savor every twisted detail without interruption.